Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balava Giri Bharadhari Gopi Channa Ballabha Giri Varadhari Jasora Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jasora Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Ballabha Giri Varadhari Jaya Gopi Jana Ballabha Giri Varadhari Jasora Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jasora Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanashali Jamuna Tira Vanashali Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jayom Vishnupad Mahansa Pribraj Gacharja Ashtotara Shatashishi Mari Si Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada Ki Nityalila Pavishtam Vishnupad Mahansa Pribraj Gacharja Ashtotara Shatashishi Ma Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Macharja Haridas Thakur Ki Panjika Hoshi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunitanda Shidvaita Gadara Shivasati Go Bhaktivinoda Radha Krishna Govana, the Shamagan Ratha Gun Giri Govardhan Ki, Shivan Davindam Ki, Mai Pranabdi Dam Ki, Nuramriti Dam Ki, Jagannapuri Dam Ki, Shimati Tulasi Devi Ki, Bhakti Devi Ki, Yamunamai, Gangamai Ki, Glorious the Awesome Devotees, all glorious and devotees, all glorious Shiguru and Shiguranga, Ora Pramanande. Jyoti Sadamna Jalaya Dishodasha. Pratiksha Kevashtitam Isha Nirgamam. Vivesha Tasmin Mishatam Divaukasham. Yanahi Bogo Titam Adbutam Maha. Jyoti Svadam Nadvalaya Dishodasha. Patiksha Kevashtitam Isha Nirgamam. Vivesha Tasmin Mishatam Divaukasham. Gautitam Adbhutam Mahaj. Jyoti Sadam Nadvalaya Dishodasha. Sukevastitam Isha Nirgamam. Nibhogo Tita Madhuta Mahaj. Tiswadam Nadvalaya Dishodisha. Patiksha Kevas Tita Misha Nirgamam. Nishatam Divaukasham. It's Pina. Very great. Ahi Boga Utitam. Issuing from the serpent's body, which was meant for material enjoyment. Adbhutam. Very wonderful. Mahat. Great. Jyoti. Effulgence. Sadhamna. By his own illumination. Valayat. Making glaring. Disha Dasha. All the 10 directions. Patiksha. Waiting. K. In the sky. Avastitam. individually staying. Isha Nirgamam. Until the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna came out. Vivesh. Entered. Tasmin. In the body of Krishna. Mishatam. While observing. Divaukasam. All the demigods. Translation. From the body of the gigantic python, a glaring effulgence came out, illuminating all directions, and stayed individually in the sky until Krishna came out from the corpse's mouth. Then, as all the demigods looked on, this effulgence entered into Krishna's body. Purport. Apparently, the serpent named Agasura, because of having received association with Krishna, attained mukti by entering Krishna's body. Entering the body of Krishna is called Sayuja Mukti, but later verses prove that Agasura, like Dantavakra and others, received Sarupya Mukti. This has been broadly described by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur with references from Vaishnava Toshani of Srila Jiva Goswami. Agasura attained Sarupya Mukti, being promoted to the Vaikuntha planets to live with the same four-armed bodily features as Vishnu. The explanation of how this is so may be summarized as follows. The effulgence came out from the python's body and became purified, attaining spiritual shuddha-sattva, freedom from material contamination. Because Krishna had stayed within the serpent's body even after the serpent's death, one may doubt that such a demon full of mischievous activities could attain the liberation of Sarupya or Sayuja. And one may be astonished about this. But Krishna is so kind that in order to drive away such doubts, he had the effulgence, the individual life of the python, wait for some time in its individuality in the presence of all demigods. Krishna is the full effulgence, and every living being is part and parcel of that effulgence. As proved here, the effulgence in every living being is individual. For some time, the effulgence remained outside the demon's body individually and did not mix with the whole effulgence, the Brahma Jyoti. The Brahman effulgence is not visible to materialize, but to prove that every living being is individual, Krishna had this individual effulgence stay outside the demon's body for some time for everyone to see. Then Krishna proved that anyone killed by him attains liberation, whether Sayuja, Sarupya, Samipya, or whatever. But the liberation of those who are on the transcendental platform of love and affection is Vimukti, special liberation. Thus, the serpent first entered the body of Krishna personally and mixed with the Brahman effulgence. This merging is called Sayuja Mukti, but from later verses, we find that Agasura attains Sarupya Mukti. Text 38 explains that Agasura attained a body exactly like that of Vishnu, and the verse after that also clearly states that he attained a completely spiritual body like that of Narayan. Therefore, in two or three places in Bhagavatam, the Bhagavatam has confirmed that Agasura attained Sarupya Mukti. One may then argue, how is it that he mixed with the Brahman effulgence? The answer is that, as Jai and Vijay, after three births, again attained Sarupya, Mukti, and association with the Lord, Agasura received a similar liberation. Om Agyana Tamananda Shya Gyananjana Shilakaya Chaksun Minitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gribe Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stavidam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadam Hayam Dadati Subhadantikam Panchakalpadrubhyascha kripasindubhyaiva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namaha. Pinahi bhagavatitam adbhutam maha jyoti sudhamna dvalaya disho dasha pratikshake vastitam isha nirgamam vivesha tasmin misatam divaukasam. From the body of the gigantic python, a glaring effulgence came out, illuminating all directions, and stayed individually in the sky until Krishna came out from the corpse's mouth. Then, as all the demigods looked on, this effulgence entered into Krishna's body. But this is a special vimukti. It's called vimukti, a special liberation. Otherwise, this is very difficult. It's described yenye ravindakshave muktamanina, twice the bhavad. Some persons, they may be struggling very hard for a long time. They may think they get liberation, but they try very hard to merge into the body of Krishna. But here we find that this so-called demon, he was getting this, not merging, but he actually got the same form as Krishna. And there's a verse, what we read about Putana, Daima, Dayalam, that, how is it? How does it go? The last line? Kamba Dayalu, Charanam Brajayama. So Putana got a very elevated position, just like Mother Yasoda also. So therefore, this verse is important, that verse about Putana, that it describes who is more merciful than Krishna, that he gives this to anybody. So this is causeless mercy. So although it's causeless mercy, many times we are cautioned that we shouldn't expect such perfection just that we'll get it. Prabhupada described that Rabindranath Tagore and other people, they got special mercy, and materially they got like PhD from Oxford or Harvard, and this happens sometimes. Although they, of course, they're just more intelligent, so they got it, but actually Rush Limbaugh just got, he became one of the most important persons in Missouri. A lot of people are protesting. I don't think anybody protested against Rabindranath Tagore or something. But sometimes they get special commendation for no reason except their big mouth or something. So we shouldn't expect, rather we should work hard, samadhi later, Prabhupada said. Work hard means, that's described in Bhagavad Gita in many places, Brahma Arpanam, Brahma Havir, Brahma Agnal, Brahmana Hottam. That when one works in Brahman, by the direction of the spiritual master, Acharya Pashanam, Upashanam, one surrenders to the Acharya and takes his instruction seriously, then he can attain, just like Prabhupada is giving Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna himself says so many times, Mad Bhavai Upabhajate, Etad Vigyaya Mad Bhavai Upabhajate, Mad Bhakta. My Bhakta, if he knows my glories, he will attain Bhava, the same position as myself. In quite a few places you find in Bhagavad Gita, this is said, Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakta, one thinks of me. But that's a famous verse. Sarva dharmam, if you surrender to me, mat prasada davapnoti shashvatam padamavyayam, get the supreme abode, mad gatim. But it's not that you automatically get it, because so many things are given there. This Agasura, sometimes he got this special, this sudasattva stage, it says, he attained the spiritual sudasattva. Sattvam vishudam vasudeva shabditam. Sometimes this is known as Vasudeva stage. One has to become very purified on his own. He has to struggle very hard. It's very wonderful to read these pastimes of Krishna and to this effulgence. But everyone has that same. We're illuminating this body with great effulgence. Sometimes it is said like this individual soul is like thousands of suns, just the individual soul. In 13th chapter, it's described how the individual soul is just like the sun illuminating the body. Jyotisham, the verses there in 13th chapter. So we all have this effulgent, and we're part, as it says here, Krishna is the full effulgence, and every living being is part and parcel of that effulgence. But we find in Isha Upanishad and other places that devotees pray to not be bewildered by this effulgence. Haranmayena patrena satyasya pita mukam. Please remove it. Vyuharasmin, in another verse in the Isha Upanishad, the devotee is praying. You see, in the last few verses of Isha Upanishad, there's prayers, more like prayers. It's very nice that the devotees are, who's ever speaking that, is saying, Haranmayena patrena, you have this big effulgence, but covering your body, but I don't want to see that. Take it away. Haranmayena patrena satyasya pitam tattam pushana pavano satya dharamaya drishtai. It's covering you. So the devotees are not interested in just seeing the effulgence. But when we read these pastimes, it's very enlivening to see the relationship. In the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, this is, position is mentioned, natve vaham jatu nasam, natvam neme janati pa. Krishna is telling Arjuna, never was there a time that I did not exist, or you, all these kings, individual persons, we're all individual persons. Sometimes Prabhupada made a point in his lectures that where, if someone comes here in front of us with a big plate of maha sweets, someone will want rasgulla, someone will want sandesh, someone will want rubri or burfi. Everyone has a different taste. So similarly, we're all individual. We all have a different relation with Krishna, and we all have our perpetual individuality. Nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitanam, as we say so many times. So in the, as referred here at the end of this purport also, that the 38th and 9th verses are very important because it described that more in detail what happened. So there it says, it mentions the Shuddha Shakva stage. Tadara jastamo bhava kamalo bhadesh chaita ita navidam stittam sattva prasiditi. In the beginning of the Bhagavatam is described how we have to go about very carefully giving up. By strict sadhana, we have to give up these lower modes. Tadara jastamo bhava kama loba. These lower modes are typified by kama and loba, lust and greed. And we all have it. But the more we can follow the strict sadhana, and see, if we think that we're going to attain this stage artificially, like Agasura, and get quick mercy, then that may not happen. We may become bewildered to think like that. So we have to work very hard to adjust. And how do we do? It's also described there. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yoga bhagavat tatva vigyanam mukta sangasya jayate. One wants this type of mukti, vimukti especially, in relation with Krishna. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yoga taha bhagavat tatva vigyanam. He wants to get vigyana, means to understand, realize this science. He has to surrender to the guru, especially when we're reading Srila Prabhupada. Now we're working our way very, it seems, rapidly to the end of, there might be one more chapter where Prabhupada translated personally. And so we have to really relish these various purports that Prabhupada is speaking personally. Not that we should minimize the later books of Prabhupada, but this is directly Prabhupada. One can see how right up to the last few days Prabhupada was speaking, barely could speak, couldn't lift his head, but they're holding the microphone, he's speaking this. Karunaya, out of mercy. So this is stressed here, this mercy of Krishna. Prabhupada was representing the mercy of Krishna. The guru is the mercy. Hey Guru Ganada Dina Bando, Sananda Data, Kurunaika Sindhu. He's the Kurunaika Sindhu, the only, our only means to attain that mercy. Prasida Radha Apanaya Prachar. This is the mercy of Radharani. It's coming through Prabhupada in his purports. Prabhupada said these are his ecstasies. So this Shuddha Sattva Damna is mentioned in the 38th, 9th verse. Damna svena narastuko akam sacham param dhimahi. In the beginning, very first verse of Bhagavatam, it says, we meditate on that. So damna, not only it means dam, but it means the internal potency of Krishna. So damna. So that's what's in play here. All these pastimes, effulgence, this is all so damna of Krishna. And it is made available and possible, it says, dharana kurunaya, the Shuddha Sattva stage is only made possible by this mercy. Kurunayaha Purana Guyam. This whole Bhagavatam is the most confidential of all Vedic literature, and it is given by Shukadeva Goswami, who had renounced everything else. He had described his impersonal realization in the second chapter, second canto, the first chapter, by he described himself. So he said, I was completely merged in this Swasuka Nibrita Chatas Chadvidistanya Bhava. He had given up all other realizations, but he only took to this realization of Krishna. He already had this impersonal realization. He wasn't interested in this material world, so he had nothing. Atmaramas chamunayo. So all atmaramas are ultimately attracted to these, because otherwise there's no way to get out of this material. Narada Muni states that no other way out of this material world except by Bhagavatam, basically. I mean, we can say, well, there may be something else, there's this Purana, but no, Bhagavatam is the essence. Shrimad Bhagavatam Purana Mamalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam. Therefore, it's very dear to us. And the Vaishnavas, they always want to hear Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. And if you read the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj or Dhruva Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj describes that you have entered into me and enlivened all my sleeping senses. I was asleep, dead. I was dead before that. So, Sodamna, he actually mentions this, Sodamna, Shuddha Sattva stage that Dhruva Maharaj, although in the beginning he was materially very ambitious, but in the end, Swamin Katatosmi Varam, he said, I have no other boon. I don't want all these material things. I came here looking for pieces of broken glass, but now I'm getting the neck, the diamonds, the real jewels. So this is the real jewel, the Srimad Bhagavatam. And in so many prayers, the devotees have described this. So the point here that we're making is that although this mercy is available and being given, just like Prabhupada mentioned about some of the devotees remaining in the Dham, although Dham is very nice, but Amarage Guru Hai Tare Dash, Priti Viti Yatit Nagarati Gram, Sarvatar Prachahoi Morna. Prabhupada took very seriously this instruction, Amaragye Guru Hai, become guru, although no one who's real guru thinks he's qualified. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta would say that if you think you're guru qualified, then you become guru. Guru means what? Cow? Or horse? What is it? Guru? Garu. Garu, he said? Garu. You become animal. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, he would speak very, very strongly, but all the time he is thinking very humbly, or else he cannot perform this activity of guru. Guru hai tare dash, desh, desh. Jari deko tari kaha Krishna upadesh. So therefore, Prabhupada admonished, criticized people for remaining in the Dham. Prayana deva maneo savimukti kama. Basically, savimukti kama. This is kind of an impersonal idea. Of course, there are the Babajis and those who are not Gosjanandi, Bhajananandis. But from Prabhupada's position, this is inferior position. Therefore, Prabhupada took it out. This is Karuna, Karunayaha. He risked everything to. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, how could I give up the service, seva, of my spiritual master? Cannot give it up. And Prahlad Maharaj therefore describes those who are after their own liberation. They remain in holy places. Prayana deva mune also mukti kama. Monam charanti vijane. They sometimes go silent or they perform so many tapasya. But what is the best? Tapyanti loka tapena. Prayaso jana, sadhava. The actual advanced sadhus, they perform tapasya on behalf of everyone. They take the pains out of mercy. So in the 38th and 9th verse, another word that's used is sakrid, that even once, sakrid eva prapano yas. This famous verse that's quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada quotes it. At Lord Ramachandra, when Bibhishan came to surrender to him, he said, even if someone once surrenders to me, then I take him, I accept him. Even once. Sakrid, there's another verse that if one hears only once, Kirtyamanam Yasho Yasya, if he only once becomes attracted to the chanting, the glories of Krishna or the holy name of Krishna, then he can never go back. No tzahate. He can't go back to something else, lesser, because he feels that ecstasy again and again. So this is a nice purport. The effulgence came out from the python's body. Just see this ahi boga utitam, the serpent's body, which was meant for material enjoyment. So a serpent's body is meant for material enjoyment. Obviously, I don't know what kind of enjoyment serpents get myself, but sometimes in humility, just like Kaviraj Goswami, he's thinking that he's lower than the worm in the stool. So if one has this mentality, he's thinking like that, like Kaviraj Goswami, bitten by the snakes, he says also. Therefore, what do we do when we're bitten by the snake of illusion, and we're suffering from boils due to envy? Actually, Kaviraj Goswami said like that. Therefore, he said, Nimagnoham, Dainyo, Dainyarnave Nimagnoham, Chaitanya Vaijam Ashraye. We dive into an ocean of humility, and we take shelter of the supreme physician who can heal us, cure us. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Karunya Dhamma Kanakojvala Gaura Dhamma. His mercy, his Dham, his mercy are all that there is. This is Prabodhananda Saraswati says. Karunya Dhamma Kanakojvala Gaura. He's so effulgent, full of mercy. Karunya Dhamma Kanakojvala Gaura Dhamma. Chaitanya Nama Paramam Kalyami Dhamma. Prabodhananda Saraswati says, therefore I always meditate on the holy name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the holy name of Krishna. Karunya Dhamma Kanakojvala Gaura Dhamma. Chaitanya Nama Paramam, the supreme. Paramam Kalyami Dhamma. This is what we have to, this is not difficult, it's very nice. The only thing that has to be done, always, asakrid. It's sakrid, but it's asakrid. Another meaning of asakrid, not once, but it means perpetually also. Sanskrit is a very tricky, funny, amazing language. That sakrid means once, and asakrid also can mean perpetually, always. So it doesn't mean not once, but it means always. Sakrid, asakrid. We want to always meditate in this way. 24/7. Satatam kirtayanta mam yatantascha didavida. Then, nirvaira sarvabhuteshu yasamamiti pandava. At the end of 11th chapter, so many things are given. A whole universal form appears before Arjuna, and then he's disturbed. He wants to see that. First he sees forearm form, sacheta prakatingata. He said, my mind is settled, but now I want to see two arms. Manasham rupam. Then finally it says, karma krid, nirvara sarva bhuteshu yasamamiti pandava. One who is free of envy and he's friendly toward all living entities, he can attain me. Nirvara sarva bhuteshu yasamamiti pandava. Mat karma krid, mat paramo, mat sangha, mat bhakta sangha varjita. He gives a qualification. You have to give up all bad association. Nirmana moha jita sangha dosha ajatma nityana vinavitta kama. Give and conquer lust. Now somehow or other, this Agasura, he got this special benediction, but we can be sure that all of us won't get it. We can wait. Bahunam janmanamante, or billions and billions of lives. Just like so many impersonalists, they're struggling. Gyanis, struggling for life after life, but Krishna says, Bahunam Jamanamani, Ganavamam Prabhaja, Vasudev. Finally, they will realize Vasudev. Vasudev. So Prabhupada said, why wait? Someone argued. But at the same time, we're being instructed you have to perform your activities very strictly. That means Prabhupada said, just like in 71, there was some printing of Prabhupada's books. So those fellows who were printing the book, they became very relaxed, shall we say, in Maya.
So the leaders, when Prabhupada came to Brooklyn, they told Prabhupada, said they're printing the books, but they don't even come to any program now. We don't see them. They're just printing, doing sutra work. Prabhupada said, then close the press. No need of press. He said, if our own men can't follow, then what is the use? Then in the class, Prabhupada said, so if you cannot rise before 4 o'clock, you cannot live in this temple. So Prabhupada was very strict. Not that, yes, you do anything. That is not the mercy. No, mercy is also very strict mercy. Tough love type mercy. Or else you cannot attain this position, as it says here. Sudama. Bastitam, individually staying. The Sudasattva stage. Okay, so is any discussions on this?
Thank you for the class, Guru. It was two questions, actually. You were saying about Hiranyaksha and how he was killed by, or maybe that was Keshu who was saying that, but what is the history behind these asuras?
Well, this particular Aga Prang gave big thing history. I mentioned the other day also that he was cursed in a way similar to Bakasura, but in a different circumstance. He was, and there's actually two versions. One is a super transcendental version, that Aga is incarnation of Radharani's brother, which that's from the Brahma Vaivarta Purana, but we don't discuss that because it's so esoteric. But in another version from, is it the Gaga Sangita and other Purana? Gaga Sangita comes from other Puranas also, that he had laughed at Astavakra. Pran mentioned that, is it you mentioned? We didn't understand how he could walk in eight. He was, you know, these six sons of Devaki, they also laughed at him. He got a lot of people laughing at him. Apparently, he walks real funny, you know. And Astavakra means in eight different, his body moves in eight ways separately while he's walking. He's got some kind of weird, he must have got hit by a truck on the heavenly planet. What?
You
laughed. How he got like that? Oh, you tell the story. You want to hear it? Or you want to say you finish your question?
Well, the other one.
That's
was,
the question.
I did.
You want to know?
The other you'll one was I didn't realize that the coward boys had actually died when they were in Agasura. So that was when his mouth was open, so they were inside, and when Krishna expanded himself, that cut off all the air, and then they died, or doesn't really talk about it.
Well, so there's some kind of heavy duty, you know, when you get swallowed by a python, it's, you know, you get cut off air and this in the stomach. I don't know if that Jataragni, they went, there's stomach acid. I don't think they made it to his stomach. They didn't make it to the stomach, or else they would have been dissolved
in the chest.
Because stomach acid of a snake, it dissolves like iron rods, and like they eat whole alligators, these pythons, huh? Small gators, yeah. Sometimes they're so greedy, they eat a big gator, and the gator dies, and they die. The gator bursts through them. You know, they find that somewhere and down in the swamps. You want to go find one? He's going to tell the story of it.
So the story goes, there was a group of sages, or apparently religious people, and then Ashtavakra, he walked in, and they all started laughing, like everyone would laugh, you know, just seeing him. So then Ashtavakra, he started laughing very loudly. So then they all stopped, and they said, why are you laughing? And they said, I'm laughing because I'm happy that you are all laughing. So then they realized that he was actually a great sage. You know, he was a great, you know, he was so powerful, that sage.
He didn't curse them?
He didn't curse them at that time.
Oh, but that didn't explain how he got to eight.
There's
how he got to eight places? Eight movements?
He's a King Janaka's court.
Oh, don't tell a long story now.
No, he's not
long. You have to go home and go to sleep.
But he gave the half of it. You can have the half of it. The King Janaka, the one of the Mahajan, Sita Devi's father. So he is known as a famous Gyani, Brahmavadi, pure bhakti. So in his court, all the ministers were also same, equivalent. They only knows, they are like Paramahansa, separates the spirit from matter. So when Akshatavakra came, they all started laughing and laughing and laughing.
That's what he said.
Yeah, he's right. And then when Akshatavakra saw it, he started cracking up more than the rest. So then everybody stopped. Why he's laughing? We are laughing about him, but why he's laughing about us? So then King Janaka says, I'm sorry, you are still cracking up. Is there something funny about it? So I'm laughing because you all are laughing so much. So then they says, why you are cracking up? He said, I had an expectation that when I come to your court, everybody is Paramahansa. They know the matter and spirit. They will not laugh at my conditional life. But now you all are laughing and I'm very disappointed that all are fools. They are not actually elevated. So that's why I'm laughing. I cannot stop my laughing.
Good. Yeah, I was heard that very happy. Now that's funny. But I don't know the story how he got it that way. I'm sure there is one. Rangavadi over there. Well, you know how he got that way?
When he was in the womb, his father, who was also a great pundit, he was pronouncing some Sanskrit, but he made a mistake, and then the child, Akshatavakra in the womb, criticized, you know, you pronounced this wrong.
In the womb?
And so his father cursed him that, you know, you speaking this, so you'll be born, you know, crooked in eight ways like that. And so he was
Whoa.
Born like that.
Wow. That's a strict daddy there, right there. That, where'd you hear that? In his Puranas? Somewhere. All right, Rangavati is next, I think. Rangavati. Wait for the mouthpiece so we can't hear you.
Thank you, Pushkar. Always entertaining. And brilliant. No, we're not laughing at you. So Agastura, you say everyone is eternally individual, forever. Sun is brilliant for the tiny soul. So Agastura became like Vishnu and Narayan. So how does that work? Then he and Krishna's pastimes are going on eternally. So what happens to Agastura?
Well, Agastura is a post. I think it was described yesterday. Like different people can get this post. It's less like. Qualify for it. So even if he's liberated, there's always somebody who will take that position.
But it's not the same Agastura that we're reading about today.
May not be, but Lord Brahma's opposed, Indra's opposed, what to speak of them, and they're bigger than Agastura. But, you know, Krishna doesn't need Agastura. He's unlimited demons. He was killing demons every day, at least a couple before lunch. So if there's less demons or more demons, there's unlimited demons issuing around, you know, coming.
Trying to understand, you know, how powerful is the impersonal, you know, energy of the Lord, that even though, it was yesterday I was listening to a Srila Prabhupada class that even though, you know, Sankaracharya, in the Bhagavad Gita commentary, Prabhupada explains that he says that you surrender to Krishna, you worship Krishna, but Prabhupada says, but even though he says that his followers don't, you know, surrender to Krishna, so that surrendering to Krishna is the difference between, like, mukti. And when you surrender to Krishna, that's when you actually cross that Brahma Jyoti and goes to the personal, you know, understanding of that. When you know,
yeah,
what I mean?
I guess. But what
like a lot of people, you know, Lord Shiva says to his followers, "Listen, Krishna is God. I am his servant." But
no, but he only said it in the one shlokas. You know, this Bhajagovinda prayers. Whereas in his commentaries on Vedanta Sutra, many times he's trying to, you know, criticize Vyasadeva. If you read, where is it, Adi Lila, long purport about the quadruple expansions, especially 13 pages, where is it, Adi 3? Adi 5. There is the most detailed that we get, at least in Prabhupada's books, where he describes many arguments of Shankaracharya. And in Adi 7, when Lord Chaitanya is talking to Prakashananda also. But especially there in Adi 5, you'll find that many times he criticizes Vyasadeva, he's mistaken, and he wants, you know. So he was very actively promoting his philosophies. So. Also, it wasn't just, he has a Bhajagovinda, Mudhamate. At the end of your life, you should do like this. But there's only one thing. So, and he wrote Gita Mahatmya also. Prabhupada printed it in BTG. The glorification of Bhagavad Gita. Advaita Amrita Varshanim is long. 8 prayers, hard to memorize. But so he glorified Bhagavad Gita very nicely. He's Lord Shiva, so sometimes he's tricky. Agyakori Das, Lord Chaitanya said, he's simply carrying out the order, but he had to create this Brahma Murtina, Rupina. Jivaya Paramatma Jivaya, what is it? Atma? Jivatman, that the Jiva is equal to the Paramatma, the Supreme, you know. He promoted it, that we're equal to Supreme. That he promoted, this is what Lord Chaitanya says. So.
I had a comment, but it got slightly diverted due to the Ashtavakra discussion.
Oh.
So when you do Dandavat, it's called Ashtanga Dandavat, isn't it?
Yeah.
So with the 8 limbs of the body, Srila Prabhupada describes those 8 somewhere. Yes. And I believe, doesn't Prabhupada say that Ashtavakra was cured from the 8 bending? Shashtanga. I have no brain.
Who was cured? Shantanu?
Wasn't Ashtavakra Muni cured from the 8 bends, but he's retained the same name. I thought Prabhupada said that somewhere. Didn't he?
By doing Ashtanga Dandabat?
No, forget about that part. I'm completely wrong on that. But Shashtanga, never mind. But wasn't he cured from the 8 bends? I thought Prabhupada said that somewhere, but he retained the same name, Prabhupada said.
Oh.
You remember that?
For him?
Anyway, my comment was, you mentioned the humility of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Have you ever seen that essay he wrote where he says, like, everyone, do please look at the big circus animal.
Right, yeah.
Seated upon his big seat, speaking long sentences full of bombastic hyperboles. He goes on and on and on.
That was actually on his Vyas Puja. And what I understand, it was a British were there. So he purposely presented in such a way for them, you know. He only sat on a big chair once a year, I think. So he gave that lecture, and there were big British people in attendance, lords and lordesses, lordinis. Lord Cornwallis. Prabhupada said, if you bring money in London, then they'll make you lord of some tiny place somewhere. He said, people used to exploit India. He said, and if you would bring money in London, they'll make you lord of some tiny little place. All the devotees were laughing. Prabhupada really, when he wanted to cut down the British, he was really good. He said, and in England, they only produce potato. He said, they exploit all over the world, but in England, they only produce potato. Anything else? All right. Hare Krishna.